The next coach in the teleconference is Wisconsin's Brett Bielema. The Badgers are 2-0 in conference, 6-0 overall, ranked 4th in both the Associated Press and USA Today coaches' polls. Wisconsin plays at Michigan State on Saturday night, an 8 p.m. contest to appear on ESPN. And in conference news, running back Monty Ball was named the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Scott. I was excited for Monty to get some recognition. With the way our offense has been playing, Russell's been getting a lot of attention. Obviously, Heisman talking, all that goes into it. But Monty's probably playing as good as we've had at that position at running back. Running the football, blocking, everything we ask him to do. An exceptional football player. And excited to get back into league play last week. And then, obviously, an opportunity to go and play a night game, big stage, with College Game Day and a very, very good Michigan State football team. Be a tremendous challenge.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. And your first question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Brett, what stood out to you about the two games that you've coached at Spartan Stadium?
Well, as it should be, it's a very difficult environment to win in a Big Ten. And I think, obviously with the improvements that they've made to the stadium, has enhanced it even that much more than what Mark's brought to the table ever since he's come aboard. And the style of play that they play, offense, defense, special team, they're very exciting, very electric to watch, and it's a very tough environment, especially when Michigan State's rocking and rolling to play in.
That 08 game, was that a low point for you guys in that season?
08, was that, what, a 7-6 year when we lost at the end there?
Yeah, it was
a low point. I don't know if it's the lowest point in my coaching career, but that was a difficult one. A game that we thought we had in hand, and got a late holding call there, and gave them an opportunity to get the ball back, and we were unable to stop them on the field. They actually ended up winning, obviously, with the field goal. So a difficult one, but one that we all grew from, and hopefully will help us in the future.
And just last thing, from that point to now, what are some of the biggest changes that you've seen in this program, just from where you were at that particular point to where you are right now, Wisconsin?
At our place, Adam?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think it really proved to me at that point how difficult it is to win on the road. It's a first thing for us is, you have to have clear communication. And anytime you're on the road, just because of the noise factor, that becomes an issue. You have to play disciplined football. For us, we have to recruit the type of athlete that is going to play disciplined football. I don't know if you can really teach that once you get them in there. They have to be that coming in the door. For us, we look for that characteristic in our players when we're recruiting them. And the third thing is you have to take advantage of the opportunity to get. You're not going to get many, but if you do get them, you have to capitalize on whether it's an interception, whether it's a fumble recovery, whether it's a third down conversion or a fourth down stop. You have to take advantage of the opportunities you get.
Thanks, Brett.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Rusty Miller with Associated Press.
Coach, your team in Michigan State, along with several other conference teams, are ranked in the top 10 of the nation in defensive stats. I'm just wondering, is there anything different or unique about Big Ten teams, how they play defense? And I'm wondering, when you're recruiting defensive players, are there particular traits that you look for?
Well, what was brought to my attention, Rusty, in our league, if you just look at the legends, Pat Fitzgerald, Bo Pelini, Brady Hoke, Mark D'Antonio, all those guys were defensive guys in our division, the leaders, Ron Zook, Coach Paterno, I believe, he was a little before me, myself and Coach Fickle, are all coming from defensive backgrounds. That jumped out to me right away because I know when I took over, I named a defensive coordinator, but what we run defensively, I have a really strong opinion on it and how we play the game. So I think just with that many defensive coaches coming from that background as assistants might factor into it as far as what we look for. We do talk to our defensive players about you're going to get to play in an environment where defense is appreciated. And I think that's something that's kind of unique to the Big Ten. I've been in some other stadiums where that's appreciated, but I think our fans in the Big Ten are really educated in football. They know that defense wins championships, hopefully, and hopefully that's something that is spread throughout the league.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Your next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schott with Spartan Nation.
Coach, can you talk a little bit more about playing winning football on the road in the Big Ten, and is there a mentality adjustment a team has to take into a road game?
Yeah, and if you weren't on earlier, I said those three things. To me, the things you got to be is you got to be disciplined. In the environment, you got to be able to communicate well, and third thing is you got to take advantage of opportunities when they come in front of you.
Excellent. And this rivalry, since Mark D'Antonio has come in, it's tightened up a little bit. Can you talk about how the Wisconsin and Michigan State games have really grown pretty tight since he's come in here?
Well, it's hopefully out of respect. I have a tremendous amount of respect with Mark. I know as offensive coordinators and several coaches. Coach Gill, a D-line coach I played for in college, so guys that I have a tremendous amount of respect for. And, you know, I think our players on the field, you know, obviously tempers get out there and all that goes into it. But a lot of these guys know each other, come from the same type of backgrounds and environments, and I think that does nothing but add to it. And it's kind of disappointing that we don't have a trophy with it because it is something that I think is merited. It's really gotten to that status. And fortunately for both of us, last year we were both playing for a conference championship, and you know, we're able to, you know, divide by the way the league divided up now, but just two competitive teams.
Your next question comes from one of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Coach, do you prep your guys, especially sort of to be wary of playing against a team that, you know, takes it right to the whistle and, you know, does some things that some construe as dirty play?
I get where you're going with it, Teddy. I'm not going to say that they're dirty play, but I do know that Michigan State plays through the whistle, and, you know, they're going to do certain things, you know, whether it be before the snap, during the snap, or after the snap, that can cause you to react. And, you know, we kind of always say in this game, the game of football is, you know, 95% of how you react to what happens. You know, things are going to happen. It's going to come at you no matter what, but your reactions are going to determine the result. So we just – we do key our guys up, and we, you know, have our scout team kind of emulate those type of things, offense, defense, special teams, and it's something that you just have to do.
All right, thanks.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Brad Bennett with ESPN.com.
Brad, just wondering how you feel like Russell Wilson will be able to help you, you know, maybe in a road environment with a guy who's been in a lot of situations and a lot of experience in his career.
That's a great question. I think the part that's amazed me about Russell, no matter what environment we've thrown him into, you know, he's just had a tremendous poise. He's very, very good at communicating with his offensive linemen, with his wide receivers, running backs. So I'm excited to see him. You know, obviously the road game we had in Northern Illinois in Soldier Field isn't going to be anything compared to what we're going to see at Michigan State this weekend. But the indicators that he's given me are ones that will make it very favorable for us.
And yeah, you said you have never really gotten into battle with him, but he's just pretty comfortable just giving his history and you know, the fact that he's done it before at another school.
Yeah, he has played, obviously, in big road games in his time at NC State, and we've kind of talked about that. But we've made life very difficult here at practice. We'll have crowd noise. I got a headache all week from what we've been doing with that. And, you know, crowd noise is one thing, but to have a fan, you know, 15 yards away from you telling you all kinds of interesting things is a whole other deal. So, plus to have 11 Spartan guys chasing you down with great passion, and it's already been expressed that they love to get after quarterbacks. So it's going to be fun to see how everybody handles that in that whole environment. It's not just Russell. You know, there's just as much on my offensive line, my tight ends, our running backs, our wide receivers to protect anybody that has the ball in their hands.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Your next question comes from the line of Todd Jones with Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Brad. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, there's several teams in the Big Ten that are ranked in the polls right now, but obviously you get your own team is up there in the BCS rankings. Do you, as a coach, do you kind of embrace the idea of playing for Big Ten pride nationally?
I think there's a certain amount of that. I mean, there's nobody that we'd rather share the stage with this weekend in Michigan State. You know, kind of like a couple weeks ago when we had Nebraska here at our place. I think we were 9, they were 10, and it drew a lot of attention to obviously us two, but also to our conference. And one thing that I appreciate about our coaches when we get together in the spring is I think there's a general respect for a lot of the coaches in the room for each other. Game day is one thing, but, you know, just the respects how someone does their job and how they go about it, especially now more so than ever, maybe some after a few departures from a year ago, there's really good camaraderie within our conference. And I know Jim Delaney, you know, one thing he always talks about from the addition of Nebraska to the Big Ten championship games, we just want to constantly bring value to our league. And, you know, you got two teams playing on a big stage Saturday night, and if that doesn't bring value, I don't know what does.
Just as a follow-up, how do you personally approach the idea of trying to win a national championship, not just a Big Ten title, but to win a national title?
I get it. I get the question. I know everybody's going to say that I'm coach speaking, but it really is immaterial at this point. You know, one thing that we always stress to our kids is if you ever try to jump ahead to the end of the journey, you're never going to enjoy the ride. And, you know, it's important for us that we take a game-to-game approach. We approach this week against Michigan State the same way we did against Nebraska, against Indiana, against South Dakota. I mean, it's how you approach the game that really matters. And if you're fortunate enough to get through your conference play undefeated, if you're fortunate enough to win a conference championship game, then you're going to be put in that spotlight game, and that's just a byproduct of your work. Kind of tell kids all the time, you know, when you're building a house, you don't build the bedroom first or the living room or the theater room. You build the foundation, you build the basement, and you build from the ground up, and that's the same thing when you build a season.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Your next question comes from the line of Craig Handel with News Press Fort Myer.
Coach, I wanted to check with you on Aaron Henry, how you think he's developed as a leader over the years.
If I could have 10 Aaron Henrys a year, I'd take him. He's probably the most engaging, one of the most enjoyable kids I've ever coached. And just to put a synopsis, he's a very good football player. He's an All-Big Ten player. As a junior, he got honorable mention as a freshman, as an All-American. Here's a kid that's got over a 3.0 GPA, come from Immokalee, Florida, who last week we had a donors luncheon where we had over 400 donors, that people that had given him a minimum of $250,000 to endow a scholarship. And we asked that one student get up and represent our entire student body. I didn't pick it. The administration did. Aaron Henry got up and gave a 10-minute speech without ever repeating a word, without ever pausing, from his heart, that delivered a message that there were two donors sitting at my table that started crying. He's just an amazing human being, and his leadership skills will take him far beyond whatever he achieves on the football field.
Do you think those skills that you talked about played a role when he spent some time with Russell Wilson and getting to come to Wisconsin?
I do. Both kids have the reason I put them together for more than anything is they're very comparable kids. Two completely different backgrounds as far as that is concerned, but at the core of who they are in their heart and their mind and their soul, they're very similar. And both of them have tremendous faith, and that's something that they really shared, and I wanted to see them have that time together and let Aaron show them what this place is all about.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
Okay, we have time for one more question for Coach.
Your final question comes from line of Adam Neff with WBNS Radio.
Hey, Coach, I just want to see if you could talk maybe specifically about what makes Michigan State such a good team.
Michigan State's a good football team because they have a system on offense that they believe in. I think Coach kind of went through a transition a couple years back, and over the last 2 years you really see the prominence of the power running game and what he believes in. He's obviously got a great, strong background on defense. Coach Narduzzi has been able to put together a unit there that plays with great pride, great tenacity. They run to the football. They play very, very physical. Special teams, they have difference makers in really every phase of the kicking game that has allowed them, to keep that end of the formula all up on a championship level. And they're very good coaches that play inspired. So those three areas playing well with a good group of coaches is why they can win football games.
All right, Coach, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Scott.